Welcome to another episode of Xiao Qiao. I'm Valerie. And today with us we have Mr. Wang Weichuan, who is a native Shanghainese working in Singapore for 17 years. Hello.
Hello.
And also helping me today is Mr. Murray Bourne, who's from Australia and living in Singapore for 9 years.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you for being here today.
Weichuan, please tell us the difference between Shanghai and Singapore.
Both Shanghai and Singapore are metropolitan cities. And Singapore looks more well-organized, while Shanghai is a little bit messy. So, because Shanghai got 70 million of people, and most of people is living in the downtown area.
Yeah. Okay, is it crowded?
Yeah, it's very crowded. If you go Nanjing Road, business street in Shanghai, you will see full of the people in the streets.
So what is accommodation like in Shanghai then, if there's so many people?
Most of the Shanghainese are still living in the house called Sikumen. You can find it's a unique construction in Shanghai, even in China.
Yeah. What's so unique about it?
Because this Sikumen house, which is merged with the Western construction concepts into a traditional Chinese yard, we call Sihe Yuan. So the outlook you see is something like building with a few stories. In most cases, it's 3 stories. So inside, you can find a lot of rooms, and we call Sikumen because the door frame is built by the stone, and you can find there is a very solid plank for the door frame, and there is a huge bronze ring hooked there.
Yeah. And so that's like the doorknob, you go like knock, knock, knock.
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah. You can find this some old movies in Hong Kong.
Okay, what I imagine is a courtyard. Do they have a courtyard?
Inside, there's a very small courtyard. Actually, there's two courtyards. If you open the door, you can find a courtyard which people put some plants. And behind, also you can find a courtyard. They will also have some kitchen rooms. In between these two courtyards, you can find living rooms. There is a corridor which linked these two yards. Normally, it's in the left side.
How many families are living in one Sikumen?
In the old days of Shanghai, before 1949, one family living in this Sikumen house. Yeah.
But what happened in 1949 that then there was an additional people moved in to one Sikumen?
It's a Xin Zhongguo, New China. More and more people moved to Sikumen. Then, maybe a few families share the same Sikumen house. Because at that time, Chinese government focused on the revolutionary movements. So there's a lack of the house for people to live. That's why the old house must take more and more people. Yeah.
Okay, for your family, what happened in 1949 in terms of housing?
My family also living in a similar house like Sikumen. Okay, inside Sikumen, there's a very narrow land. Okay, it's 4 meters wide. It's not fit for car to move in, move out. That is only for people to walking around in the Sikumen house.
Okay, and people used to have more than one wife at that time?
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In old China, we say old China, a man which is allowed for to marry more than one wife. They may live in the same Sikumen house. And as a husband and the first wife, they are living in the main rooms, while the rest of the wives. Yeah, wife is living in a side room. It's a wing called wing room. Yeah.
So you have many grandparents?
No.
Grandmothers?
No.
Not in your family?
No. Ah. My family is very traditional.
Okay, tell us about how you do washing in this kind of housing.
There is no such convenient facilities inside the house. So if you sometimes you need to go out to fetch the water, and you're washing, and you go to the second story, which is we call yangtai. Then you can dry these clothes on deck above the kitchen.
So it's a flat roof above a kitchen where you do your washing and you hang it up, and it's out to dry.
So I heard in China that the movie Mission Impossible 3 was banned because they showed washing outside. Is that true?
Yeah.
So that was actually about the shukumen, the style of the buildings as well. We're with Mr. Wang Wei Chuan and Mr. Marie Bourne from Australia and Shanghai. I will be right back with the Life in Shukumen.